G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Now Jesus prays for all those who, through the work of the disciples, will become his followers. As such, it brings all Christian disciples into intimacy with Jesus and part of a dynamic relationship with him. That's all Christians from all time. And what does Jesus pray for his church of followers? Jesus prays for unity. That is unity on various levels. Firstly, it is unity on the invisible supernatural level. John 17, verse 21 to 22. The lives of all Christian disciples are inextricably linked to each other, whether we want them to be or not, through the love and obedience of God the Son and God the Father. Christian disciples are united together because Jesus imparts upon them the glory given to him by God the Father. John 17, verse 22. This unity is also physical, in so much as through a visible unity, people will come to know Jesus personally and take up the offer of reconciliation with God. This unity is also physically seen through the telling of the message of reconciliation. That is why different churches in a location or in a town must be seen to work together, a visible sign of unity reflecting the invisible unity. Remember Jesus' words earlier in John's Gospel, John chapter 15, verse 12 to 14. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. Much later in his life, John must surely have been reflecting upon this when he writes in 1 John 3, verse 16 to 24. By this we know love, because he, speaking of Jesus, laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart of compassion against him, how does the love of God remain in him? My little children, let's not love in word only, neither with the tongue only, but in deed and truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and persuade our hearts before him. Because if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have boldness toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. This is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, even as he commanded. He who keeps his commandments remains in him, and he in him. By this we know that he remains in us, by the Spirit which he gave us. If the world sees Christians and Christian disciples loving others sacrificially, then unity is seen, and it is an effective witness to the reality of the reconciliation with God and a vibrant, living, dynamic relationship with him. It is also imperative that prayer covers all the work of the church and the Christian. Prayer is the foundation and the backbone, just as prayer was the strengthener and foundation for Jesus as he faced the cross. Without praying so earnestly that he sweated drops of blood, do you think he could have maintained the cross and its supreme significance for humanity?
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.